Yeah, well, God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the audio you've shared. I thank God for the work that He is doing in your life, for the transformation He has begun. And I pray that He will continually to perfect all that concerns you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, obuzibu wetu lina mu Africa is that newankubadde ba colonialists batuviira, ba making sure nti balekawo enkwaso basobole okwongera okutunyigiriza in a way. And as a result of that, the continent of Alkibulan, which now is known as Africa, Alkibulan, the word Alkibulan means mother of mankind, and it also means Garden of Eden. Erinya Africa lya busibe kubanga ba Vatican be balituwa batujjako liri eriri powerful ne batuwa lino. Kakati eriobusibe anti obamanyi. Even when you try to become a celebrity in this world, they will always find a way to give you the name that is from the kingdom of darkness. That's why people are called Chameleon, Simanyi Spice, Diane, and all that rubbish. So, what am I even saying now? God help me. About Africa, about Alkibulan, when we Alkibulans were freed from the colonialists, era making a sure nti batulese mbwavu obw'amaanyi. Kati obwavu obwo butuleetera okuwagala okumenya amateeka ga Katonda, naddala agakwatagana n'okuzaala abaana. Katonda yatugamba tuzaale twale. Bali ba Abazungu tebaagala baddugavu, abasino si bonna. Ne mu Bazungu mulimu bangi nga mizimu naye nga gyambadde emibiri gy'abantu. Nga Bill Gates ne mukyala we Melinda Gates of bombi, they are Gates of Hellfire. Mizimu ate gikolagana ne Stan very closely. So they are the main people behind, let me not call them people, they are the main things behind the contraception thing. You know, they are using it as a depopulation method. They are using it as a weapon of, you know, spreading more sin. Contraceptives, jezi in the West as well, they are very popular. But the way they are dishing them out in Africa is too much. Because bagala tumala ofa Alkibulan, they don't want our existence. They want to come and take over the whole continent because it's full of so many resources. So it's painful, you know, the way they keep saying that people are becoming, the earth is becoming overly populated, and it's just they are not going to be able to enjoy what is on the earth, you know, but they want to have just a few people, the whole earth, they only want to see 500 million people. Can you imagine? That is their goal. So they have come up with various ways to kill off people. They use GMO, genetically modified plants, crops, fruits, vegetables, and the other foods. They are now creating genetically modified meat. Then there's the contraceptives issue. There is the creating of the diseases in the labs, and then they release them to the public. In fact, there are people who make money out of those diseases. Those diseases have a patent. Each disease that exists in this world has a patent, as in somebody is making money out of it. Somebody is making money out of people's unwellness. And then they continue to make money out of, you know, going to see the doctor. Then they make money out of going to get medication from the pharmacist. Everybody somewhere is making money out of being sick. Except the one who is sick. So HR contraceptives, may the Lord help many people on earth, because in these end times The standard is, God is making us understand that the standard is so high to make heaven. We don't know anything, honestly. In fact, the number of people who will be raptured is so small. They will hardly be recognized that they have left, because only few people on earth will be willing to meet that standard. Those who are meant to me, who are meeting the standard on this earth, are very few. Those who are paying the price now are very few. And when I say few, I mean 288,000. That is the number God has revealed. 144,000 plus 144,000. So there are many things we need to be ready to do away with. But I know that is the other thing. There's various complications. And that's why I say the issue of abortion is so complicated. Whoever is teaching about it needs to have the anointing to pray for people, so that people do not leave the learning session feeling a sense of guilt, feeling too much heaviness in their spirit. People need to leave feeling delivered, feeling light, feeling healed, feeling restored, because there are people who will tell you now they have no choice but to use contraceptives because they have had 3 children through cesarean section. Now you need to have an answer for those children. And as you are having that answer, you must have a strong faith in the Lord. You must have the anointing to be able to encourage them to have the faith in the Lord, that no matter the situation around them, no matter the storm around them, God is in control. You must make people understand that they need to build a strong relationship with the Lord, a relationship that is full of obedience and faithfulness and the love of God, that will enable them to be able to talk to their Maker and ask Him to close their wombs, that they may not have children because of, you know, whatever reason. If we women go to the Lord and we talk to God, and the man too does the same, God can close the womb. That is the best contraception method anybody can use. The Creator who created these wombs to close the wombs. If He has closed wombs of women like Sarah for many years, Rachel, many years, Samuel's mother, Hannah, many years, John the Baptist's mother, Elisheva or Elizabeth, for many years, Mary, the mother of Jesus, her parents' womb, her mother's womb, was closed for many years. So the God who has the power to close the wombs, we need to build a relationship with Him in these end times more than ever before. We must have a faith that can even make us believe that we can walk on water like Peter did. It means we don't look at the storm around us. Even though we've had cesarean section babies or complications while giving birth to the previous baby, we must have faith that one day all will be well. And we must be ready to live holy lives. You see, this thing calls for sacrifice. You're now making me teach, and I'm giving away a lot of secrets that I plan to teach in a proper teaching one day. But anyway, I'm just sharing a summary. You see, women need to be ready to lay down their lives for the Lord. I am feeling the anointing of God, the presence of God, as I'm saying this. Lord, have mercy. Women need Linda Rabakoshinda Rebosa. Women need to women worldwide need to learn to be ready to lay down their lives before the Lord. That is why we are told to submit to our husbands. You know, as a woman, when you enter into marriage, you submit your name. You exchange your name for your husband's name. You submit your body. You're submitting your body to your husband. You're submitting your body for the sake of your children. Throughout your life, you are the one constantly in a position of begging. Most of the time, you are the one who has to be the one who grows up and say, "You know what, my husband, I am sorry. Whether you are wrong or you are not wrong, I am sorry." And make peace as a woman of wisdom. Allow Jesus Christ to take control of the situation. No matter how much pain you feel that your husband has caused you, you just have to say, "Lord, I surrender this argument to you. I surrender this situation to you. Have your way in this matter. Have your way in my husband's heart. Have your way in my heart. Have your way in my children. Have your way in this marriage. Have your way in this home. Lord, I choose peace over argument. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have your way. Remove every foxes that spoil the vine in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen." As a woman, you are called to lay down your life as long as you live on this earth, especially since what happened in the Garden of Eden. I've already shared in a 1 hour audio concerning this issue. I can reshare the audio with anyone who's listening to this audio for the first time. Because we are called to submit our lives and be ready to die for the Lord, it means even when it comes to childbearing, childbirth, we have to be ready to die in pregnancy, in childbirth. We have to be ready to let go of this world for the sake of the Lord. This is where our husbands come in. They are meant to stand by our side, our husbands, our fathers, and support us in prayer. Pray that the Lord will not allow us to die before our time for whatever reason in the name of Jesus Christ. When Eve was having her first baby, Hava, she nearly died in childbirth. She nearly died. God was very angry with her because she had allowed herself to be violated by the devil. The devil raped her. The devil had sex with her. He didn't rape her. Well, at some point he did rape her as well, but he violated her sexually because he was trying to get point of contact to be able to transfer diseases into our bodies. And this is one of the reasons we are able to become sick. First reason was Eve was violated sexually. The second reason is idolatry. When idolatry came into the world, the Shekinah glory of the Lord moved further up into the heavens, and our ability not to fall sick was removed from our bodies. Jesus. Women have to be ready to lay down their lives for the Lord, not just for their husbands and children, but also for the Lord. If it wasn't for Adam's prayers, Eve was going to die the day she was giving birth to Cain. and his sister. They were both twins, Cain and his sister, Abel and his sister. They were both as two sets of twins separately. The birth of Abel and his sister was not described, but the birth of Cain and the sister was well described. It was extremely painful and excruciating, and Eve had been living far away from her husband. She had hidden from him because of the shame and disgrace that she was feeling, the guilt of having allowed the devil to have sex with her. He lied to her a second time. Not just he didn't lie to her only in the time when he caused her to eat of the forbidden fruit. He also lied to her after they left the Garden of Eden. And that made Adam so angry. So she stayed on the western side of the world while he stayed on the eastern side of the world, because women are associated with the west. The sun sets in the west. Women are associated with the moon. The moon rises in the west and sets in the east. Men are associated with the sun. These are Hebrew secrets. They are principles within the Hebrew faith that every child of God within the body of Christ is meant to know, because they are related to why and how Christmas came about. Remember, Christmas is about the sun worship. Easter is about moon worship. Both the sun god and the moon god were formed by Satan as a form of deception based on what the Lord designed. You know, the devil always creates a counterfeit. He always creates a counterfeit. Women need to understand that they have to be ready to lay down their lives. It is so sad to see a woman give birth to a child and the child lives, but the mother dies. Sometimes the baby dies and the mother lives. Sometimes it's because the devil has interfered and the father or someone else is not standing in the gap. Some other times the Lord has permitted it. Either way, we have to be prayerful during pregnancy, before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and even in labor. We have to be very prayerful. Pregnancy is not easy, but the Lord can make it easy. The Lord can also make childbirth easy, because He has promised that the curse of the childbirth pains is not for every woman, which means He can remove the curse if the husband stands in the gap for her and he's well aligned with the Lord, is well aligned with the will of God. God can do miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yahushua HaMashiach in Hebrew, have mercy on us as women, especially the sheep and lambs worldwide, the bride and the guests, the wheat, the barley and the wheat. Have mercy upon us, Lord, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out all our transgressions with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord, your word says that as far as the east is from the west, so far have you cast our sins from us. You say that though your sins are as scarlet, be they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Abba Yahweh, or Yahweh, have mercy upon us. Let the blood of Jesus flow over us. Wash our garments, Lord. We dip ourselves in the pool of the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask that you remove every stain, every stench. Remove every stain and stench from our bodies, from our garments. with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Jesus, have mercy. Cleanse us with your blood. Make us whole again. Forgive us for using contraceptives, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for using contraceptives as an artificial method of hindering more childbirth. Father, have mercy upon us and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Help us to be better people, Lord. Help us to trust in you. Help us so that in all our ways we acknowledge you. As Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let your peace reign over us. Let your peace, let your peace, let your peace, let your peace reign over us in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Let your peace that passes understanding rule in our hearts and minds. Let your light shine in our darkness and banish every darkness from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, deliver us from guilt. Deliver us, Lord, from heaviness. For you say in your word, come unto me, all you who are in labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father, let your rest fill our lives. Let your rest fill our lives. We surrender all to you, Jesus Christ. We surrender all to you. It all belongs to you. For all from you all things were made. Without you we are nothing. Oh, Landarabashandarababosa. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Have mercy, Lord. Speak to the women, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit presence flow through this audio. Lord, I pray that your peace as well, Liro Ayabakashanda, let your peace flow in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to stop making our wombs to be graveyards. Oh, Ribashetaye Nderebosa. For every abortion we carry out, there is evidence in our body that we once carried a child and that child was aborted. Father, have mercy. We think we hide, but we don't hide. We can't hide anything from you. Even biology can report the truth. Father, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I cover this audio with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your holy fire burn in this audio. Let your holy fire burn in our lives, Lord. Help us to surrender all to you, Jesus. Help us to surrender all to you, Jesus. Oh, help us to surrender all to you, Jesus, for you are the friend of sinners. You are the friend that is closer than a brother, as the book of Proverbs says. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory, glory, glory. We bow before you. Landarabokoshitayerebosandarababosa. For your name is higher than any other name. We bow before you and we confess that only you, Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, is Lord. over all the earth, over our lives, over everything that concerns us. Take full control. Take full control, Jesus. Take full control. Remove every stench. Every stain, oh Jesus. Deliver your people, Lord. Heal your people. Remove every stench. Let the blood of Jesus remove every stench and begin to speak better things over our lives. Let the rose of Sharon begin to smell in our lives, just as it did in the life of Joseph and in the life of Joseph's wife, Asenath, whose name was changed to City of Refuge. Riboshita yenderebo korabashanda. Jesus, have your way. Let your rose of Sharon begin to smell in our lives. Oh, let the perfume of the rose of Sharon begin to smell in our lives, Jesus. For Joseph released a beautiful fragrance. He released a beautiful fragrance in his body and in his wife's body and everywhere he went. Your glory was made manifest. Jesus, have your way in our lives. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mighty presence, your mighty power. Father, remove the stench. Remove the stench from the women's lives, especially the body of Jesus Christ. Remove the stench and replace it with the perfume of the rose of Sharon. Remove every foxes that spoil the vine from our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. We thank you because you are gracious. You are wonderful. There is none like you. For only you can transform our lives in a good way. To the glory of your name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For you that begin a good work in us shall see it through to completion. Thank you for new beginnings. Lord, I hear new beginnings for your people. Thank you for the new beginnings. For your word says in Isaiah that we should forget the former things. See, you are doing a new thing. Let those new beginnings, good new beginnings, begin to spring forth in our lives. Let them begin to manifest. Let, Lord, let every woman that is married in the body of Jesus Christ, the sheep and the lambs, the bride and the guests, the wheat, the barley and the wheat, let their husbands begin to appreciate them. Let them have favor with their husbands, Lord. Let your divine favor be upon every woman. Let every satanic garment be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your holy fire burn away every satanic garment on the bodies of every woman. Those garments that make their husbands to see them in a different way, the way that the devil wants them to see them and create problem in the home. Let every satanic garment upon their husbands as well be removed and burnt to ashes by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by your hand, Almighty God, Yahweh, God our Father. Lord, I pray that you visit our marriages and you visit the single women also. Deliver your people, Lord. Let your healing power flow. Let your delivering power flow. In the name of Jesus Christ, Thank you because you sent your word and healed us. You sent your word, you delivered us. Let every stubborn gate in our lives be lifted up and make way for the King of Glory, the Lord Yahweh and Yahushua HaMashiach, strong and mighty. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach in the Hebrew language. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George. Mandarabakora Bashanda. On Tuesday, the 23rd of January 2024, finishing at 12:40 p.m. UK time. Hallelujah. May you remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. May the presence of the Lord, the Shekinah glory, abide with you. Everywhere you go, may the favor of the Lord be upon you. May you prevail with man and with God everywhere you go. May the blessings of the Lord in every area of your life be upon you and be made manifest, especially the financial blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that, Father, you help us to stop making excuses and do the right thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us have a water walking faith to the glory of your name. Help us to have a water walking faith to the glory of your name. Help us to have a water walking faith to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I'm going to stop here for now.